Hello, my friend. So glad you're with me today. This is By God's Call, Day 261, Power to the Faint. Isaiah 40, verse 29. Hear it, he gives power to the faint, and to him who has no might, he increases strength. Let that land for a moment. Don't rush past it. Because this verse was not written for someone who is doing fine. It was written for you, exactly as you are today. Here is the first thing that stops me. God does not open with a demand. He doesn't say, try harder. He doesn't say, pull yourself together. He begins by naming the weariness. He sees it. He sees the weight you are carrying, the exhaustion you may not even have the words to describe, and it is precisely there, at that place of limit, where he moves. You do not have to walk into God's presence performing strength. You do not have to hide the empty from him. He is not frightened by your empty. And look at what the text says. He gives power, not lends, not charges, not conditions. It is a gift from the heart of a father who loves, not a creditor waiting to be repaid. That changes everything, because so often we approach God like someone going to ask a favor. They reefing, trust to pay back somehow. But that is not the deal here. This is grace. This is gift. This is a father with open hands. And who is the promise for? For the one who has hit the wall. Him who has no might. Not for those who still have a little left in the tank. Not for those who can hold on a bit longer on their own. But for those who have come to the end of themselves. And here is the beautiful paradox of the gospel. The emptier your strength, the more room there is for his. The empty is not defeat, it is capacity. In Jesus, this is not merely a promise, it is something God embodied. Christ went to the cross, worn out, bearing the weight of everything that breaks us. And he walked through death, and from the resurrection onward, that same risen life, alive, real, present, is available to every exhausted believer. You are not reaching for an idea of strength. You are reaching for a person. The risen Christ is your strength. And the verse says, he increases strength. It is a growing process, not a single surge that fixes everything at once. Think of how morning light comes in slowly. One step of faith, and there is more strength for the next. You do not need to see the whole road. You need to take the next step, and that step will be held. So today, before breakfast, before you look at your phone, before you step into the pace of the day, sit down 2 minutes, open your hands in your lap, and say it out loud with your own voice. Lord, I have no strength left. I receive the strength only you can give. This is not a magic formula. It is openness. It is you letting God be God before you try to be everything yourself. Then go. Go with a strength that is not yours, and that is exactly why it will not run out. Stay close to God. Pray, then act. I'll see you tomorrow, my friend.